Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio for a couple more great white wines is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you too, Jonathan.
We are in Italy, we are in Piemonte, and we are in Trentino. And If we were in Piemonte and we're talking white wines, we are talking about a wine called Arneis, A-R-N-E-I-S. And we reviewed the 2010 Cascina Chico Roero Arneis. And this was just a wonderfully dry in the mouth, beautiful, floral, elegant, a solid example of what Arneis should be. Lacy.
Lacy is it?
Yeah.
Sweet pear and melon, white flowers. I mean, you said it when you said elegant. This is just a lovely wine.
$26 a bottle. If you see an Arneis in the wine store, just buy it. Doesn't matter whose it is. Chances are it's going to be good because it's a difficult wine to make. There's not a lot of it that is made and shipped here especially. So for me, if I see an Arneis in the store, I buy it.
Good
That's
thinking.
Just to me.
Good strategy.
The 2008 Zeno Sorti, that is the name of the wine. This was a blend of 85% Pinot Bianco and 15% Riesling, and very interesting things happened to these grapes.
They've put the wine together in quite an unusual way. The Pinot Bianco is picked and dried on straw mats for 4 to 5 weeks before it's fermented in oak. The Riesling is late harvest, which means it's left on the vine for a little longer so more sugars develop. And it was fermented in stainless steel. And then these two were blended. And what you get is a very lush wine. I was getting dried pineapple, a little bit of vanilla at the end. Someone we were tasting with mentioned caramel and creme brulee. It's not sweet, but it is lush and a little bit of exotic. It's a really interesting wine. It's unique. You're not going to find this blend everywhere. We were speculating how the winemakers came up with this, whether they wanted to replicate a certain flavor they had tasted elsewhere, whether they had some leftover wine, whether they left the Riesling on too long and thought, what do we do with it? You're not going to find many of these types of blends out there.
And all of that labor and all of that time in the vineyard and on the vine, it's going to cost money. So $42 a bottle, this is a bit of an investment. On the other hand, it's an unusual wine. My question for you, can you put this down and age it for a bit?
I'm not sure that I would, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I would. I'm not sure that those flavors are going to get any better. You're going to lose the crispness to it, and I think it's just going to get flabby and dull.
So a $42 bottle of wine you drink now.
But you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Yeah, this would be really nice with soft cheeses like triple cremes, like Saint-André or Good Brie, something like that. It would also be very nice with cream sauces. So if you were doing blanquette de veau, if you were doing chicken with a cream sauce, if you were doing lobster. It's got enough acidity to balance those creaminess, but it also has some of the same flavors that you might find.
Excellent. Rich white foods.
Yes.
2010 Roero Arneis from Cascina Chico, and also the 2008 Zeno Sorti. S-O-R-T-I is the name of the wine from Trentino. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.